on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1992. We are turning the dials on the KHMV Time Machine back 32 years to 1992. These are the stories and events now taking place. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review.
BFI may pay $1 million for creek damage. Could have been fined as much as $15 million. A settlement totaling more than $1 million has been reached in principle between the state and Browning Ferris Industries for damages caused to two local creeks after two of the BFI dams broke. Beach party turns violent. Over 1,500 people converge on the coast. Between 1,500 and 3,000 college students descended upon Pigeon Point Beach for a party Saturday, which ended with gunshots, bottle throwing, and robbery at the Half Moon Bay McDonald's restaurant. Police said it was the third year in a row that students belonging to the Black fraternity had converged on the coastside for a summer party. And Half Moon Bay couple wins big in Reno. Ray and Kathy Martini land a $40,000 purse. After seeking a rendezvous for years with Lady Luck, Ray Martini finally met her at John Esquaga's Nugget Casino. He was playing in a slot tournament when he caught the last wild seven for the $40,000 jackpot.
And now for a little history in the making. From my restaurant, Cameron's Pub, I'm still amazed at the unplanned gatherings that many times overlap at the pub. Here's an example of a spontaneous parking lot spectacle that happened recently on a Saturday. Our regulars on their horses showed up and used our handy hitching posts that we installed. A bike club converged at the same time, so we had horses and motorcycles. But that's not all. The Mini Cooper Club showed up all at the same time with their minis. Parking lot became one big photo op. It gets better, and soon customers were leaving their tables to come outside and see the fun. The horses danced and gave us an incredible show. And then the bikers applauded. And then they took their center stage driving their bikes in fancy circles while the horse riders looked on. And then they applauded. It was quite an impromptu show for all of us. So keep calm and spectacle on. We hope to see you soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1992. Bosnia declares independence following the dissolution of Yugoslavia. This starts a war between Muslims, Serbs, and Croats, prompting UN intervention. A 6.8 earthquake in Turkey kills over 500 people. TWA declares bankruptcy. Euro Disney opens in France. The first McDonald's opens in Beijing, China, and Iraq continues to hamper the efforts of the UN weapons inspectors. In technology, the first nicotine patch is introduced to help stop smoking, and DNA fingerprinting is invented. The largest mall in America is constructed in Minnesota, spanning 78 acres. What does it cost to live in 1992? With the Dow Jones average at 3,301, and the average yearly income at $30,000 a year, a new house will cost you $122,500. A pound of bacon, $1.92, and a new car, $16,950. Gas to run it is $1.05 a gallon. In technology, Microsoft releases Windows 3.1. In technology, Microsoft releases 3.1 and Microsoft Works. And Space Shuttle Endeavor has successfully maiden voyage. Popular films include Aladdin, Batman Returns, The Bodyguard, and Basic Instinct. On the small screen, popular TV shows include Law and Order, Home Improvement, L.A. Law, and Star Trek, The Next Generation. In popular music, a crossover hit is when a record is popular on one music category and popular on a totally different one. Such is the case with this country hit that also was number two on the AC charts. Here's Restless Heart with When She Cries.
All of my hopes were
This Cuban-American singer-songwriter has sold over 15 million records worldwide. Here's John Sadaka with Just Another Day. Join us again next week for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the field.